This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris with Kusi Chuang and Julian Ng. Right here, 7:35 a.m., Tuesday, the 9th of August. In the news today, we've got two big names, Donald Trump and Tan Sri Mokhtar Al-Bukhari.
Tan Sri Mokhtar Al-Bukhari.
Two big names in the news today. We're going to be discussing about that. But first, let's take a look at Hong Kong, where the real estate shares there have really been heating up, I guess. It's never been at this hot since the city's last housing bubble burst almost two decades ago. The property industry's equity gauge in Hong Kong has surged 37% from this year's low in January. It's climbed now to the highest level versus the Hang Seng in 19 years. The last time it was this hot was just before that that Asian financial crisis collapsed. So any alarm bells ringing here for you, Chuang?
Well, you being the major property player in Hong Kong.
I know, I've been described as this doomsayer on mornings of the weekdays. But the thing is, this story is headlining Bloomberg.com. So I thought it would be remiss if I didn't put this in our international news coverage.
You have to.
And it's a big issue because it's not just Hong Kong. It's Hong Kong, China, Canada, the UK, London. Many parts of the world, and we've been talking about a bubble brewing for many years now, just being fed.
At some point, you'll be right.
At some point,
if you keep saying that,
it's not as if I'm the one. It's just all the data points to that. Let me just give you some. Right, I'm just going to talk about in terms of the economy because the economy feeds into the demand for property market and so on and so forth. Right, in China, July's exports fell nearly 13% from a year earlier, the biggest decline since February. Domestic demand is slumping. Chinese crude oil demand is also slowing down. Imports of oil is at a 6-month low. In the 6 months to July, Chinese exports also fell 7.5%, while imports fell 10.5%. So the Chinese economic juggernaut is slowing down. Imports have now declined in China for 21 straight months, while exports have fallen for 12 of 13 months. And Chinese economic growth is the slowest in a quarter of a century. So all this stuff is coming into the market in China, Hong Kong, and it's not finding a home. Pardon the irony.
Yeah, so I guess
nice wordplay.
I guess what you're saying is that there is no reason for all these property prices to go up. In fact, there is no reason for stock markets around the world to do so well as they have been doing over the last few years. But in Hong Kong itself, the property prices have gone down so much over the last few years. And is this just a kind of rebound?
Yeah, I like the way how you want to play the contrarian, Jules. But the Chinese dollar, the China wallet, not just the Malaysian China,
Chinese dollar. Okay.
The China
that
wallet.
That would be the day.
I think they want the yuan, not the dollar. But the China wallet is flooding the entire world. In Vancouver, for example, the British Columbia government finally cracked down. They put a 15% property tax. Not enough because it's already, way overpriced, relative to incomes. And same story in Malaysia.
London as well. In fact, New York as well. The influx of foreign money buying property in New York and Los Angeles was what triggered the 1MDB investigations.
Correct.
Remember that?
Correct.
That's exactly. And I think Singapore as well, that other island state, which is very big on property, they've not had a very good time in property over the last few years because of these macroprudential policies by the Singapore government. And the property there has suffered quite a lot. In fact, you see very weird headlines like, a property going for below $1 million in Bukit Timah. You get headlines like that as though it was something that was so cheap that people should rush to buy them. But now, because this is a kind of rebound after the last 2 years of turbulence, and blame it on things like negative interest rates, right?
Because that is making
money just seek the unlikeliest of investments.
I was in deepest, darkest peninsula of Malaysia a few weeks ago in Tumpat. And there, headline billboards, 400,000 ringgit in deepest, darkest Malaysia, Tumpat. Tumpat is near the Thai border, right?
What were you doing there?
Chuang, don't ask what he does on his day off.
Don't ask. Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies, mate.
Okay, so you're saying what, 400,000 for property there?
Yeah, and it's being said like, oh, so cheap, and it's not cheap. Come on,
400,000 is not cheap, especially in Tumpat.
No, it's not. which is why the government is trying to give away 35 houses that cost 35,000 to 40,000 ringgit.
Yeah, so I mean, look, it's not just Hong Kong. It's China. It's London. It's Dumpat. You know, it's KL. It's Penang. According to the UBS Global Real Estate Bubble Index, real estate is overvalued all across Europe, but nowhere more so than London, which scores the highest in the world for bubble risk. And guess what? We've got developers there like Sime Darby and Satya. And of course, our money, EPF, in Battersea, right?
So it's effectively crashed already because the pound has come down by a few percentage, right?
Correct. But that's a Forex thing. What happens when real demand really, you know?
So in a nutshell, you're saying that we are on the cusp of this bubble bursting. Chuan, tell me your soothsayer.
Well, we've been doing this for a long time. We've been talking about this bubble issue for a long time, right? And It's all interlinked because of globalization, you know. And I just want to cite U.S. corporate earnings. We've just seen the Q2 numbers come out. Nearly 90% of the companies in the S&P 500 have reported Q2 earnings. Earnings growth has basically not happened because its earnings declined. And this is the first time the S&P has recorded five straight quarters of year-over-year declines in earnings since the financial crisis. So, even on the corporate earnings market, there is no fundamental basis mm-hmm. for this rise in on real estate prices or even equity market prices. I mean, look, we've had the Brexit, we've had the Q1, Q2 GDP, we've had a 20% correction on oil prices, and the S&P is up 6% this year.
Just how closely linked is equity market performance to property prices? Because I'm not sure I see the correlation.
Financial assets. I think.
Financial assets.
I mean, if your money is seeking something, seeking a home, then they either go into property or stock markets or, you know, bonds, emerging market bonds, local currency bonds.
So it's just another asset.
Yeah, things like that.
I hate to cause panic across the known financial world. But
Tuesday morning.
Yeah, Tuesday morning. You know, I also want to cite some names out there who have also cast doubts over this whole rally. Stan Druckenmiller, Carl Icahn, Jeff Grunlach, Bill Gross. You know, Bill Gross in his monthly letter last week. I don't like bonds. I don't like most stocks. I don't like private equity. Right, Carl Icahn famously sold all his Apple mm-hmm. stock mm-hmm. months
well,
ago.
Well, Joe Quinlan this morning said that the 255,000 addition to jobs in July in the US was no fluke. This is a result of, I guess, paraphrasing him, the result of years and years of quantitative easing and easy monetary policy. So the US is on the mend.
Well, we can only say it's not a fluke if there is a trend, right? So we'll have to see further data points going forward. But since we're in the US, let's very quickly look at the Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's tax reform promises. Now, he's promising a huge overhaul to personal income tax, a deep cut in the corporate tax rate, and also an end to excessive regulation on energy producers in the US.
Yeah, so he's got this big, he's finally revealed details of his economic plan and reveals cutting corporate taxes across the board. It involves reinvigorating the energy industry, both of which can easily be poked holes in, because if you drop corporate taxes across the country, you're gonna blow an even bigger deficit in an already deficited country. Unless you cut spending, but then what's that going to do in terms of the cyclical effect?
Yeah, so it's going to be some people argue that it's going to be a neutral effect, because on one hand, you cut taxes, which is supposed to be positive for the economy. And on the other hand, because you have less money, you got to cut some of these other spending, like, you know, education. This is totally the opposite of what Bernie Sanders is trying to do. Of course, he's now out of the picture. I don't know why I'm still talking about him. He's out of the picture, right? It's Hillary right now. But yeah, if you cut taxes, you got to cut your spending. And that's going to have a neutralizing effect on the economy. This is really taking a leaf out of the old Republican playbook.
I mean, yeah, the GOP
playbook. People are comparing him to Ronald Reagan, right? This is Donald Reagan.
He's dubbed
Donald Reagan.
Oh, really? Okay. But it's not just the tax, right? It's his overall plan for the economy, his attitude to international trade, his aggression to other countries. You know, He talks about putting China in its place. What is that going to do with global trade, America's relationship with
Well, he wants to put up walls. He wants to put up walls, exactly. You know, physical walls as well as trade walls.
But I think the markets would love him.
The markets would love him, but, you know,
tax cuts. I mean, what's a trader not to love about tax cuts, right? They would start buying stocks all over again, and some of this money may again flow back into property as well.
And the whole divide between fundamentals and asset prices gets even wider. and we wait for this almighty bubble to burst.
You
it's going to be scary.
You are such a ray of sunshine, John.
I know.
Favorite
sorry.
Ray of sunshine. Okay, 7:45 right now. We'll bring you the local business headlines after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.